Hello, this is Anor, and you're listening to KDU Campus Radio. Hello, you're tuning in to ASEAN Invasion on KDU Campus Radio with me, Anor. I'll be your host for ASEAN Invasion throughout this semester. So, what is ASEAN Invasion? ASEAN Invasion is basically about sharing travel tips, interesting places, and how to travel like a student. Because, you know, as a student, we're not really, you know, we don't really want to splurge on things. We want to travel on a budget. And we want to encourage all KDU students to travel around Southeast Asia. From what I know, a lot of students, they don't really want to travel. Not to say not wanting to travel around Southeast Asia. It's more to like, they don't know a lot of things about countries in Southeast Asia. Though we are actually blessed with a lot of culture, food, and stuff like that. So, on this show, you'll be learning a lot of cool, interesting things about countries in Southeast Asia. Yeah, that's about it. We'll be right back after this track, only on KDU Campus Radio. And we're back on ASEAN Invasion on KDU Campus Radio. It's me, Anor, and today with me, we have Hazman Noah.
What's up? It's me, Hazman Noah.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm doing great as well.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. So, for today's show, basically we're talking about Malaysia, because every week we'll be talking about different countries in Southeast Asia. So for today's topic, basically, we'll be talking about Malaysia. So, Noah, tell me, what do you love about Malaysia?
What do I love about Malaysia?
Yeah, and why?
Diversity. There's nowhere else like Malaysia. We have everything here. We have the best of food. Name me another Asian country that has better food than us. I'm looking at you, Indonesia, Singapore. Nope, we have better food. I've been to your countries. I've had your food. Yes, they were great. They have great food.
Okay.
That's not as great as Malaysian food. Come on. Who are you trying to kid? Come on.
Yeah, kind of true. But we're not here to start some war about like nasi lemak or things like that.
I would go to war for Malaysian nasi lemak.
Okay, kind of true. I would too. Well, as for me, what I love about Malaysia is the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what you said just now. You can't really find any other country that has...
We have everything here.
Yeah,
we have Indian food.
Yes,
you want
true.
Banana leaf, you just...
Yeah.
And we have Food Panda. Like, they'll bring the banana leaf to you. That's Malaysia, dude.
Well, kind of true. But I don't think they'll bring banana leaf to you.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, my. So, Noah, have you been to every state in Malaysia before? Like, every?
I might have. I'm not even sure, actually. But I can tell you which place is my favorite place in Malaysia.
You should?
Yeah. It's Subang Jaya. Like, there's no other place better to live in than
Subang Jaya. Represent!
We have everything in Subang Jaya. Come on down, hit me up.
Okay, let's just be real. Like, I mean, like a place. Not in Klang Valley, basically. Not in KL. Somewhere far away.
But still in Malaysia.
Yeah, but still in Malaysia.
I would say Langkawi. Tax-free, dude. Who doesn't like that?
Langkawi, I've never been there.
Oh, you should. It's a great
place. Yeah, I should.
There are really nice beaches over there. Tax-free. It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it is. What more to say about Langkawi, right? Well, I love Malaysia. I've been to every state here, but except for Kelantan.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Kelantan.
Me too, because like I heard from my Kelantanese friend, they have like amazing food.
Yeah,
but my mom just, you know, she's like, what's there?
I would actually drive all the way there just to get the nasi kerabu.
Yes, yeah. True. Anyways, we'll be right back after this next track, only on KDU Campus Radio. Hey, I'm back. It's me, Anor, and...
Noah, as always.
So we're back on ASEAN Invasion. So do tell me your favorite food holiday. If you like, want to go on a holiday, but at the same time, you want to go on a food hunt.
Food hunt on a holiday?
Yep.
Well, I'm not really that much of a fussy eater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I were to eat right now, where would I go? I mean, my food holiday is just the Bazaar Ramadan. Like, everything's there, dude.
Keep it local, like Subang Jaya local.
Subang Jaya has the best Ramadan bazaar.
Okay, yes, USG4 bazaar.
Yeah, USG4, shout out.
That's the best. But I do have few places for you all out there. If you want to go on a food holiday, I would suggest Penang,
yeah,
Malacca.
Penang. They have really good hawker food.
Yeah, they have everything there. And also, well, I've never been to Kelantan, but I did some survey around, like, and they say Kelantan has good authentic food.
Yeah, they do actually. Yeah. Kelantan, they have nasi krabu. Yeah. I love nasi krabu. I'm sorry. Nasi krabu is,
well, they do have a lot of kuih muih, and their kuih muih is like the OG kuih muih. If you go to their market, they have like a lot of traditional ones. And yeah, what are 5 must try dishes in Malaysia? I would say first, nasi lemak.
Okay.
Char kway teow. Banana leaf rice.
Gold chili butter chicken.
Yeah.
Suba.
Nasi lemak ayam. We ain't talking about Suba. We're talking about Malaysia here.
Malaysia, okay.
Yeah.
Satay. I mean, okay, for people, they come here, like, oh, what should I get? And then you just tell them, go get nasi lemak, get the roti canai. But for me, what do I tell them first? Go get yourself a burger ramli.
Because, oh yeah, true. Even Singaporeans go to Johor just to get burger Ramli.
Exactly. It's our national food. Yeah. We love burgers. And some dude named Ramli just came out for burger store and I'm just going to sell burgers.
Hidup Ramli.
And then yeah, hashtag hidup Ramli. And that's what I always suggest every foreigner that comes in. I sell them. Do yourself a favor.
I do feel like nowadays it's hard to get like a good legit burger Ramli, you know.
That's never been a problem.
Really? For you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can always see like those stalls selling burgers, but they're not the authentic
That's
burger.
That's why you need to ask a Malaysian to know which burger ramli stall to go to.
Well, true. You should ask the locals, you know. And did you know that there are different types of laksa in Malaysia?
Yeah, laksa Sarawak, laksa Penang.
Yeah, laksa... but do you know the difference between them?
I have no idea.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, basically, Assam laksa, they're very sour and spicy.
Because of the Assam,
yep, true. And you know, like Johor laksa, they actually use spaghetti for
spaghetti?
Their noodles. Yeah.
Oh, very progressive.
Yeah, very. And yeah, we have curry laksa and laksa utara. Yes.
That's laksa from the north?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this track. Stay tuned if you want to know more about beautiful islands in Malaysia, only on KDU Campus Radio. Hello, welcome back to KDU Campus Radio. It's me again, Anur.
And me again, Hazma Noah.
Yes, so we're going to talk about beautiful islands in Malaysia.
All right, let's do it.
Have you been to any islands here?
Yeah, I have. I've been to Bangkor, I've been to Port Dickson, Langkawi, Pulau Redang.
Yep.
Subang Jaya.
Is Subang Jaya an island though? Well, do tell us like how is it? Like, is it worth going to Malaysia just to go to these islands in Malaysia, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
They're very nice.
Except for certain islands in Port Dickson, they're very polluted.
Yeah, true.
But other than that, if you know where to go, which hotel to stay at, then it's awesome.
Well, I've been to... okay, this is one of my favorite islands in Malaysia. Basically, I've been to Tunku Abdul Rahman National Park.
Okay.
They have few islands in one national park.
Oh.
I've been to this one called... Pulau Gaya.
Ooh,
yeah, Penuh Gaya.
Gaya.
Yeah. So, when I was there, I saw a lot of colorful fishes that I've never seen before. Like, they were rainbow. Their scales were like rainbow like that. Like, I don't know. It was so nice. And I really want to go back there sometime. But it's kind of polluted now.
Really?
From what I read a few weeks ago. And in my opinion...
that's a big issue, right?
Yeah.
Polluting our own beaches, because that's Malaysia. We're known for our beaches.
True.
Our beautiful beaches.
Yep.
And people, dude, just take care of your own island, man. Stop littering.
As much as I want a lot of tourists to come, but I feel like tourism, at the same time, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But yeah, there's always... but there are always pros and cons in doing something, so we can't really...
what are the pros and cons?
Well, the pros, we can get money from all these tourists, you know, coming over. But the cons are, you know, pollution. When there are a lot of people going there, buy things and throw the plastic anywhere.
So what do you think, what's the best way for us to curb this thing that we have, this epidemic?
Well, in my opinion, obviously the government have to... spend some money
on
creating eco-friendly ways to dispose this rubbish, because, you know, when we're at an island, it's quite hard to just throw things like how we are at the mainland. Yeah, you know, they have to like dispose it, like carry it, or you know, like,
yeah, because there's not that many trash cans around.
Yeah,
but only because, I mean, there are a couple of trash cans on the beach and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. Just pick up your, stuff and just throw it away.
I'm talking about like how some people would, you know, use the boat, and sometimes it would throw something there. It's not easy to, you know, handle this. Next up, we'll be talking about interesting places in Malaysia.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. We'll be right back after this track, only on KDU Campus Radio. Welcome back to KDU Campus Radio with me, Anur.
And Hazma Noor.
Yes. So this will be our final segment for this week's show.
Really? Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I said just now that there are a few interesting places in Malaysia. Well, there are many, but these are the ones that people don't usually go to.
Okay.
So we have Glass Temple. Have you heard
about this temple? No, I have not heard about the Glass Temple.
Yeah, it's at Johor. It's called Arulmigu Sri Raja Kaliam Temple.
Whoa, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
Well, the temple, when you look at it from the outside, it looks like a regular temple. But when you go inside, it's made out of glass, like stained glass and all. So when you enter, you're basically entering some magical world.
It's like I wouldn't want to enter something made entirely out of glass.
Not glass, but like the walls, like they have stained glass and stuff like that. So when you enter, you can actually see the reflection of those glasses on your face.
Oh my god. So I can actually see my own reflection?
Well, kind of.
Not interested. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll pass.
Alright, and then we have the Crystal Mosque. Do you know about that in Terengganu?
I have not actually. I don't know any of this. But yeah, please. Yeah, tell me more about that.
Well, basically, it's not a floating mosque, but it's made out of crystal.
What kind of crystal?
I'm not really sure what kind, but it's something like glass thingy also.
Okay.
And it's really nice, especially at night. And if you're more into adventure stuff, you should go and try parasailing at Langkawi.
No.
Why?
I am terrifyingly afraid of heights.
Oh, that's sad.
Nope.
Okay, then you should try hiking at Gunung Kinabalu.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I like hiking.
You like hiking?
I love hiking.
But hiking, you know, you're scared of heights. Then
yeah, but I'm not gonna fall. Like if you're on a parasail, so like, yeah, it's just you and that parasail. Like anything can happen. But if you're hiking,
well, anything could happen as well.
I mean, there are trees around you which you can grab onto.
Okay, if you're lucky though.
Because the aim of hiking is to just go up, go down.
Mm-hmm.
Parasailing is just whoosh, all the way through. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Well, basically, you're just scared of heights, Noah.
Very, very terrified, mm-hmm, I would say. Petrified, even.
Okay. But if you're in Penang on like a food hunt, but you also want to sweat it all out, you can try the escape park.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a park with a lot of adventurous, like, what do you call that? Like,
Is it like an escape room kind of thing?
No, it's not just boring escape rooms, but this is more on like you're climbing things and then you can walk through.
Oh, it's like an obstacle course.
Yes, okay, that's the word.
Right, okay.
Okay, Noah, that's all the time we have for today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't forget to tune in to ASEAN Invasion. Same place at bit.ly/KDUCR.
What time?
11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
What day?
Friday.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening to us. We'll see you again, same time, same day next week, right here on
KDU Campus Radio.